WRJX 359 Karen off of NV725 repeater acting as hub for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation takes priority, so please break in and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Break. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Break. Tonight's inspiration is called Hugs for Teammates. Life is a team sport, and all of us need occasional hugs from our teammates. This world can be a difficult place, a place where many of our friends and family members are troubled by the challenges of everyday life. And since we cannot always be certain who needs our help, we should strive to speak helpful words to all those who cross our paths. Playwright Alice Childress said, "Life is a short walk from the cradle to the grave, and it behooves us to be kind to one another along the way." How true. Life is far too brief for bitterness, apathy, or animosity. So make time for the people who need your love and encouragement. They need you, and whether you know it or not, you need them. My special friends, who know me so well and love me anyway, give me daily encouragement to keep on. Emily Barnes. Great. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and communities. Great. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to say your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. This evening, 597 Jill had some suggestions she'd like to share about family fire drills in a variety of situations. We've been hearing various fires in various places, so that's a really good idea. So we'd appreciate any other suggestions that you might add. Also, Kimber is putting out a spreadsheet together about the information that we all shared last week. And if you'd like to share any other recipes this evening, if you'd like to share them on the net, or if you'd like to text them or email them to me, I can get them to her, and she will get that finished and get it out to us. Right? So, WRJX 597 Jill, would you like to start the net regarding those suggestions about family fire drills in a variety of situations?
WRJX 597 Jill, yes, Karen, I'd love to. Thank you. We had a fire alert here recently. Thank you, Kimber, for letting us know. And I had a moment of panic, and it's like, what do I do now, Bray? So I remembered when my children were little, we lived in a two-story house, and my dad, one year for Christmas, gave us a metal fire ladder to hook over the windowsill and throw out the window, break. And we actually had fire drills with the kids, and we going down the ladder. And we decided the largest child went down first after they threw down all their pillows and blankets and stuff, break. And then they were to tie sheets around the two-year-old and lower him down, and then the other two were to come out on their own. Break. We lived on a corner, so that made for some interesting traffic going by. And the fire department, the police department asked us not to do that anymore. Break. got me thinking today. It's like, okay, we need to do some fire drills. And once, especially with large families like Hope and Company, everybody needs to have a job. So we need to practice that. Let's, just like we did in grade school, there'd be fire drills, and they would time us to see how fast we could get out into a safe location.
Great.
But, so I would suggest that you do that. We're going to do that. Bob doesn't know yet. With all the stuff that we have a list called the Home Grab and Go on our refrigerator, with all the things that we would like to grab in an emergency and take out with us in order of importance, right? And after each item on the list, we have designated who's going to grab it. Well, there's only the two of us, but in a larger group, that would be really important, right? And then we should actually go through the motions of doing that to see how that would work. And we should do it in during the day or after dark and see how it works. Anybody else got anything? I'd love to hear it.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Well, I'm glad that you had all of your family help doing that, and I'm glad that you entertained all the neighbors when you were a kid. Well, thank you for that, Jill. Is there anything else you'd like to share this evening?
Maybe later, depending on what other people have to say, but for right now, that's about it.
Copy that. Well, we will move forward with the rest, calling on the rest of the Patriot ladies, and hopefully they'll have some just suggestions as well, and maybe a few questions of you. Thanks for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMW 211 Hope, radio check for Patriot ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRMW 211 Hope, Deborah or Sarah or Betty, is there any of the Hope's family available?
WRMW 211 Hope, I copy.
Copy that. It's nice to hear your lovely voice this evening. So Jill had some good ideas about fire escape things from your home in case of emergency. Is there anything you'd like to share with that, Hope? I kind of heard bits and pieces. You're kind of staticky this evening, Hope, and you were talking about smoke alarms in the bedrooms and fire extinguishers in the kitchen, and I don't recall what else. Is there anything else you'd like to share? Copy that. You were kind of broken up a little bit, but that does make total sense, a plan of where to meet, because like you said, someone will be going back inside for pets or something they forgot or something out in that order, so then you'll know everybody's safe. Is there anything else, Hope?